We've talked about several countries' different responses to this pandemic. In Southeastern Asia, Vietnam has reported relatively few cases of coronavirus.
Vietnam, a country of 97 million people and less than 300 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and no deaths. That's the official figure from the government, and that has caught the attention of experts and the international media. The World Health Organization attributes Vietnam's apparent success in beating back the virus to the communist state's ability to get the public to cooperate, including mass quarantines, lockdowns, mandatory social distancing, and aggressive contact tracing and testing.
Vietnam's strategy in the fight against COVID-19 was remote and early prevention, even before the pandemic got complicated.
The first two cases of the virus were detected in January. Authorities immediately suspended flights to Wuhan, then the ground zero of the pandemic, and closed the border with China to all but essential trade and travel. In addition, aggressive contact tracing began, relying on grassroots Communist Party networks in neighborhoods. Here's how one Hanoi resident put it. We go to each and every alley, knocking on each and every door. We follow the guidance from our government that fighting the pandemic is like fighting our enemy. Easing the restrictions came after no new confirmed case was reported in about a week. But the authorities here insist the crisis is not over. In fact, a town in the province of Hajiang, close to the Chinese border, was locked down earlier this month after one case of the virus was detected. Restrictions also remain on two villages near the capital, Hanoi, according to state media. Hanoi residents welcome the easing of restrictions, but this man reminding people not to let down their guard.
The social distancing has been eased, but this outbreak is unpredictable. Therefore, we cannot anticipate anything.
In the meantime, many here just happy that a semblance of normality is back.